KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 34 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy here today with a high around 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a Cass County man was arrested last night on a valid Montgomery County court order. 46-year-old Kenneth Dale Schooling of Griswold was arrested at around 8:20 p.m. about a quarter mile north of the Cass-Montgomery County line on 590th Street. Schooling was brought to Montgomery County Jail, where he is required to serve a two-day sentence on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Well, after reaching an impasse on what to name a reorganized school district representing AHST and Walnut, school board members decided to stick to their original compromise, AHSTW, a five-letter acronym for Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, Tennant, and Walnut, that already adorns the Avoca-based district's secondary school, which educates middle and high school students from Walnut through a grade-sharing agreement. The Daily Nonpareil reports board members from both districts unanimously accepted it as the name for a proposed reorganized school district. Following Tuesday evening's 16-minute joint board meeting at the Walnut Community School, petitions are now able to be circulated. The school boards needed at least 400 signatures from AHST and 178 signatures from the Walnut District patrons to advance the petition to the Green Hills Area Education Agency, which would hold a public hearing and approve an election to determine whether the districts will merge. Jesse Ulrich, the shared superintendent for both AHST and Walnut, says he expects signatures to be collected by April 1st, which would put the district on track to hold an election in September along with the regular school board elections. If voters approve the merger, the districts would reorganize effective July 1st, 2016. A reorganized AHSTW district would be governed by a board made up of four members from the existing AHST district, one from the existing Walnut district, and two at-large seats, which would initially be split between AHST and Walnut representatives. The school boards would choose among their own members to fill the initial seats, according to the petition. The discovery of a woman's body early Monday morning in Elliott is under investigation. Authorities with the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Tuesday that around 4:40 a.m., the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office had responded to a report of a body of a female in her 40s being discovered in a grassy field on the northern edge of Elliott. Officials say at this time the death doesn't appear to be suspicious, but the investigation is ongoing. An autopsy was performed Tuesday at the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. No further information is being released until the results of the autopsy are complete. The attorney for a Pottawatomie County man arrested by authorities in Cass County on 10 felony counts of sexual abuse in the second degree has entered a written plea for his client of not guilty. Online court records show that Jay Mez filed a written arraignment and not guilty plea on Monday for 55-year-old Roger Allen Erickson of Underwood. Erickson was arrested in connection with acts which allegedly happened with a minor child in Cass County in 2011. He remains held in the Cass County Jail on $25,000 bond. The next step in the process is a pretrial conference on April 6th with the trial set for May 27th. In December of 2012, Erickson pled guilty in a prior case in Cass County District Court to sexual abuse in the third degree. In our funeral announcements, Soren Peterson, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A funeral mass for Soren Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Carla Ray Day, age 55, of Stewart, died Thursday. Funeral services for Carla Day will be this morning at 10:30 at the Penn Center Methodist Church in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Evelyn Nelson, age 98, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Evelyn Nelson will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Connie Sandhorst, age 56, of Marnie, died Friday. Funeral services for Connie Sandhorst will be at noon today at the Hoya Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs, and a massive Christian burial service will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Mildred Billingsley, age 100, of the Bridgewater and Messina area, died Sunday in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Mildred Billingsley will be today at 2 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Clara Scheffler, age 96, of Avoca, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Celebration of life services for Clara Scheffler will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronnie Ehlers, age 65, of Manning, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Ronnie Ehlers will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Maynard Hindbush, age 88, of Greenfield, died March the 9th at Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. A celebration of life service for Maynard Hindbush will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ramona Reed, age 86, who's formerly of Griswold, died Thursday in Georgia. Funeral services for Ramona Reed will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elliott Church of Christ, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Grace Boos, age 90, of Cumberland, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Graveside services for Grace Boos will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Barbara Jorgensen, age 75, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Barbara Jorgensen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Richard Rich Lauritsen, age 74, of Audubon, died March the 12th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life service for Rich Lauritsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Myrtle Hughes, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 10th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Myrtle Hughes will be Saturday at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Rose Sprawl, age 72, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Rose Sprawl are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be held July 2nd at 9:30 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery at Adel. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.